We mentioned that on April the 7th, we're going to be at the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center on Chapin Parkway in Jamaica Hills, New York, in Queens. And the reason we're going to be there is they have a massive Achnasa Sefer Torah celebration. They actually have a shul, which we discussed with Linda Spiegel on Monday. They actually have a shul that's an unbelievable facility, a religious facility for the residents and for the community. And Achnasa Sefer Torah is going to take place 4 years later after it was originally planned right around COVID. The ceremony, the celebration, and the writing of the letters and the completion of the Torah is all going to be happening on Sunday, April the 7th, and you're all invited, especially those of you in the Queens area. Rabbi Zalval Perlman is the chief rabbi of the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center, and he's been there for 17 years. I'm telling you, it's an amazing place to work, and he's testament to that. 17 years, he's chief rabbi of the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center in Queens. Rabbi Zalval Perlman, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Thank you very much for the for the promotion.
I was wondering if you'd notice that the pressure has increased this morning. You're no longer the rabbi. You are now the chief rabbi. By the way, I hope your administrators agree with me that comes with a major pay raise. I hope. I have no idea.
We'll have to negotiate that one.
You'll have to deal with that. Listen, we made this point earlier in the week. I mean, this is a facility. You've been there for 17 years. You know it better than anybody. That does a really great job with therapy and with the recovery and rehab after people have been through surgeries and falls, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a great place in general to get all the medical help that one needs after having gone through that experience. But what they've done in terms of building a facility that's right for our community is really remarkable. From the separate kitchens, the Hall of Yisrael, obviously the Vod is supervising all of it, the Shabbos elevator, an Erev in the community, and just the fact that there's a shul there. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you remember when the shul first was instituted in the rehab center. Am I right about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, but when it started, it was a curtained-off area
right
in the lobby. If you see the lobby, you'd understand it's kind of square, so we just took off a square, and then as more people were interested in coming down to the Minyan, and we had boys mainly from Chafetz Chaim coming and making the Minyan. It grew. We took over the for Shabbos anyway. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we took over the recreation room.
Right.
And when our new owners, I mean, it was 7 years, when they took over, they renovated the entire first floor. It's a very beautiful facility, and they separated an area for the shul. And now we have it's a very beautiful shul, and it's dedicated for the shul.
And the key is that it's an active shul, right? I mean, there's regular minyanim there.
Well, I tell you, we used to have more minyanim before COVID.
Right.
But then when COVID came, so everybody shut down for everything. And since we restarted the minyanim, basically what we have is a minyan on Shabbos morning,
right,
and a minyan every Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We have full services, and it's very nice. And the people, I must say that many of the people, this is really the highlight of the week. Shabbos, we have a Kiddush after davening all the time, a hot Kiddush after davening. If anybody would like to visit us on a Shabbos and sample a Filipino chulen.
Well, there are outsiders who come, right?
Yes. There are the family members that come, and I'm not going to mention the person's name, but a very, very choshev yid comes and helps out the minyan. It's a wonderful experience. The patients love it. They look forward to it all week. And, it's the real deal. It's
Rabbi,
a regular minyan. We have boys from the yeshiva coming, from Chafetz Chaim coming and making minyan, and they participate and they help the residents. It's really it's a beautiful experience.
Rabbi Zalval Perlman's with us. Rabbi Perlman is the chief rabbi at the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center. April 7th, he will be presiding over the Achnasa Sefer Torah as the shul becomes even more enhanced with a brand new Torah at the facility. And again, that's happening April 7th. You're all invited to go to margaretteets.org, T-I-E-T-Z, margaretteets.org for information. It happens at the facility on Chapin Parkway in Jamaica Hills, Queens. And as you have learned over the years from us, and certainly this week, they have quite a relationship with every religious institution in the neighborhood. A really good relationship with everybody and all the rabbis. I've never heard anyone say anything negative about their relationship with the rehab center. It's really something extra special. Tell us about, maintaining the separate kitchens. Anybody in this audience can appreciate what that's like throughout the year. But again, it's something we're all used to. What's it like preparing for Pesach? Because, you know, you're dealing with a lot of people who are not as familiar with the laws and the customs of how a kitchen is prepared for Pesach. Plus, it's got to be that way for 8 days. I mean, it's got to be a challenge, no?
Well, actually, it's the truth is, being that we have to kosher early, it's not like you're doing it in your own home.
Right.
We actually, Pesach over here is going to be about 13 days. In the time of the Gemara, they added one day.
Right.
We added another few. But it's a very difficult. Koshering a nursing home kitchen is very difficult. It's not like in a hotel.
Right.
Where you'll have 2 weeks with the entire staff. It has to be done very quickly. But very interestingly, the entire kitchen staff, they've been doing this for years. And they're all up. They know exactly what has to be done.
The key is you need a system, and they've got a system now, so they know what to do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, yes, they do.
That's a good point. And we should mention, in addition to you being a full-time rabbi, obviously, there at the center, and we mentioned the, even for Pesach, most people try to run home before a holiday like Pesach and cut their therapy short. Here, you don't have to do that. You literally can come and join your family member, because this Shabbos hospitality apartment, I didn't realize until earlier in the week, I thought it was far from your facility. It's an apartment that's literally around the corner, which is pretty amazing.
That's right, yeah. So it's a one-minute walk from the facility. It's a nice apartment. And I can't say every week, but most weeks we have a family member staying there.
Because you know what I mean, especially with Pesach, but any Yontif, even every Shabbos, people are trying to figure out a way to escape, facilities in order to get home for Shabbos, in order to get home for Yontif, and certainly a Yontif like Pesach. If someone is, in fact, in a regimen of therapy and Pesach arrives, at least the family knows that there's a place for them to stay, a place for them to eat, and a place for them to hang out where they're comfortable, with the Shabbos elevator, with the A-roof, with people, the yeshiva boys coming in, and rabbis around the community who visit over the holidays. So it's a completely different environment. And I stress all of this because I think that for a lot of people, although now it's less so, but for a lot of people, it's one of the world's best kept secrets. And people don't realize that you've made all these accommodations for the community, literally to make everybody comfortable, not just with the therapy and the physical rehab they're getting, but just to make sure that they feel comfortable in the Jewish environment that's been created. So kol hakavod for that. And I'm sure from your vantage point, it's got to be very satisfying. Not only have you stayed there so many years servicing the community, but you've seen it grow to a point where every little detail that they think of to benefit the Orthodox Jewish community, they're going to implement.
Yes, it's very interesting. Kudos to the administration.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever hold back on anything I want. I'm a little embarrassed to say, sometimes the administrator, who's not Jewish, sometimes he himself will point out things to me that we should be doing that. It's the truth, though, but it's the truth. Everybody's really on board.
Rabbi, they're keeping tabs on you from all angles. The Jews are watching what you do. The non-Jews are watching what you do. Everybody's looking after the rabbi to see what's going on over there. Well, look, you're doing a great job, and everybody loves having you there. We know you for a tremendously long time, more than you or I care to admit, and it's wonderful to see that you're having such a positive effect on a really special community. I mean, people who are in, difficult physical situations, and they have no choice but to go through all this rehab, and they don't want to be there, as good a facility as it is. Nobody actually wants to go through this, but they do it in the most professional and pleasant manner possible. And of course, with the whole Jewish element, it makes for a much more pleasant experience. April the 7th, you and I, Rabbi, and everybody else, I hope there'll be plenty of people there. I'm sure a lot of people from the community will be coming, will be celebrating. And I know you join me in inviting everybody who's listening right now to come and see the facility and to enjoy a great day there on April 7th.
Yes, it's gonna be a nice program, and we hope that people show.
Yeah,
I know you're gonna be there. I can't wait to see you, Nachum.
I appreciate that, and I don't know if I assume I haven't seen the renovated lobby. I'm assuming I haven't been there in the last 7 years.
No, you haven't. Sorry. You haven't. We miss you. But you were here in the old. It was nice in the old days.
Yeah, but
now it's very beautiful. It's a beautiful facility. It really is.
And now I'll see a real shul and what you've done to make things again, you know, more comfortable for everybody over there. The Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center has their Hachnasa Sefer Torah on the 7th of April. Information, go to their website, margaretteets.org. That's Margaret Teets, TIETZ.org. You can dial up 718-298-7806 and ask for Linda Spiegel. That's 718-298-7806. And Rabbi Zalvel Perlman, who's been the chief rabbi at the Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehab Center for 17 years, he'll be there to celebrate with us on April the 7th. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Menachem, and Mr. Shem. We'll see you April 7th.
We'll see you April 7th, and very much looking forward. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.